الحمد لله وصلى الله على النبي محمد وعلى آله وسلم. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. نكمل إن شاء الله من حيث وصلنا في الدرس السابق. Let us continue from where we stopped in the previous class. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ولا يكون إلا ما يريد. The author said, may Allah have mercy on him, nothing occurs except what he willed. الإرادة هنا في هذا الموضع في قوله ولا يكون إلا ما يريد معناها المشيئة. وتعريف المشيئة أنها صفة لله تبارك وتعالى بها يخصص الممكن ببعض ما يجوز عليه. الممكن العقلي هو ما يجوز في العقل وجوده وعدمه. المشيئة هي تخصيص الممكن ببعض ما يجوز عليه، أي دون سائر الصفات. والطحاوي meant by his statement يريد is referring to the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And the will of Allah عز وجل is an eternal and everlasting attribute with which Allah تبارك وتعالى specifies the intellectual possibility with one attribute instead of another. When we say the intellectual possibility, we mean everything, like everything in this world is included. Intellectual possibility is what the mind conceives its existence just as it conceives its non-existence. It accepts mentally, it accepts to exist and it accepts not to exist. Like ourselves and everything in this universe. A human being can be tall or short, fat or skinny. Now, if he is specified by being tall instead of short, or skinny instead of fat, then this specification is by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Intellectually speaking, the wall accepts to be white, green, brown, red, yellow, black. If it is white, then someone specified it to be white, because as long as itself is concerned, as far as itself is concerned, it accepts to be white just as it accepts to be black or yellow or green or red. So to be white, it is in need for someone who specifies it by that. This specification occurs by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah, with His will, specifies every intellectual possibility with the attributes that it has. So At-Tahawi rahimahullah is referring to the will of Allah here. فلا يدخل في الوجود شيء من الأعيان أو من الأعمال من الأجسام من الأحجام أو من صفات الأحجام إلا بمشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى. Bodies and the attributes of bodies, volumes and the attributes of these volumes do not exist except by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So everything that exists in this world exists by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَيَشْمَلُ ذَلِكَ أَعْمَالَ الْعِبَادِ مَا كَانَ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا وَمَا كَانَ شَرًّا. الخير بمشيئة الله حصوله كما أن الشر حصوله بمشيئة الله. This includes both good deeds and bad deeds. Good deeds occur with the will of Allah, and bad deeds also occur with the will of Allah. Remember, when we say with the will of Allah, we do not mean that Allah ordered for that to be done. عندما نقول بمشيئة الله لا نعني أن الله أمر بذلك. لا, المشيئة ليس معناها الأمر. Will does not mean to order. وهذا أي أن كل ما يحصل في هذا العالم بمشيئة الله كمال في حق الله. عندما نقول مشيئة الله شاملة لأعمال العباد ما كان منها خيرا وما كان شرا, هذا كمال في حق الله. When we say that everything that occurs with the will of Allah, whether it is good or bad, this is perfection. We are attributing perfection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are attributing suitable perfection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لأنه لو كان لو اختصت مشيئة الله بأعمال الخير دون الشر لاحتاجت إلى مخصص خصصها بذلك, ولكان إله محدثا مخصصا مخلوقا تعالى الله عن ذلك. هذا مستحيل. Why is it perfection? Because if anyone says that the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala encompasses the good deeds only, if the good deeds only occur by the will of Allah, if someone says that the good deeds only occur by the will of Allah, then such a person, as if he or she is saying that Allah is in need for someone to specify His will with that. Had it been the case that the will of Allah encompasses only the good things, the good deeds, then Allah would have been in need for someone to specify His will by that. And this does not befit Allah. This is impossible. أعمال الخير ممكنات وأعمال الشر ممكنات كلها من الممكنات لو تخصصت مشيئة الله ببعض الممكنات دون بعض لكان الله تعالى محتاجا لمن خصصه بذلك والاحتياج ينافي الألوهية. The good deeds are mental possibilities. The bad deeds also are mental possibilities. Had it been the case that the will of Allah is related to a part of the mental possibilities and not to all of them, then this would mean that someone specified Allah's will by that. This entails that Allah is in need for someone else, which is impossible. This is why it is not permissible to say that Allah wills only the good deeds that occur. Rather, Ahlul Sunnah say that the good deeds, just as the bad deeds and the good deeds, all of them occur by the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Is it clear? واضح؟ وإنما قلنا أراد بالإرادة هنا المشيئة لأن الإرادة تأتي أيضا بمعنى المحبة. Why did we start by saying the term used by Al-Tahawi you read here refers to the will of Allah? Because sometimes the Arabic term al-irada means the acceptance or the love or the like. So this is not meant here. This is why we said that. Allah Ta'ala قال يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر أي يحب الله لكم اليسر ولذلك أي يحب الله لكم اليسر وقد جعل الله شريعته شريعة ميسرة ليس فيها حرج. الله تعالى said in Al-Quran, in the verse 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. In this verse, the term يُرِيد is used. If you want to translate it literally, if you want to interpret this verse by interpreting yurid, by saying to will, then one would say, Allah willed for you easiness and not difficulties, while every one of us knows that sometimes the person faces what? Difficulties. What it really means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Okay, it means something else which I will not mention it now. I need to think about it, how to say it in English to mention it. Anyway, just know that sometimes the term irada does not mean will in Arabic. Sometimes it means love, acceptance, or the like. Like in the verse, تريدون عرض الدنيا والله يريد الآخرة. If you interpret تريدون by willing, then you would be interpreting the verse to mean you will the worldly matters and Allah wills the hereafter, which is not the meaning of the verse. Truly, it means you love, you lean towards the worldly matters, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves the hereafter, loves or accepts the deeds that are beneficial in the hereafter. So sometimes this term irada in Arabic does not mean will. It means to accept. قال المؤلف رحمه الله لا تبلغه الأوهام ولا تدركه الأفهام. The author said, no delusions realize him, and no comprehensions encompass him. معنى ذلك أن أوهام الخلائق وتصوراتهم لا تصل إلى إدراك حقيقة الله تبارك وتعالى. وبعبارة أخرى, الله تبارك وتعالى لا يتصور في الوهم. This means, لماذا؟ لأن أوهام الخلائق لا تصل إلا إلى ما ألفته. وكل ما ألفته فيه صفات المخلوقين كالشكل واللون والحجم. This means that no one can imagine Allah تبارك وتعالى, because delusions and imaginations do not reach, do not get, except to what one is used to sense, to see, to hear, to taste, to smell, etc. And all of those are attributes of the creation. This is why one cannot imagine Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because imagination is based on what you experience, and all what we experience is among the attributes of the is created. We see shapes, colors, we hear voices, etc. All of these are created. كذلك الله تعالى لا تدركه الأفهام, أي لا تحيط به عقول الخلائق. معرفتنا بالله ليست معرفة إحاطة, إنما معرفتنا بالله بمعرفة ما يجب له وما يستحيل عليه وما يجوز عليه سبحانه. Also, the minds of people cannot conceive the reality of Allah تبارك وتعالى. So when someone says about the believers that they know Allah, it does not mean that they conceive the reality of Allah تبارك وتعالى. No. No one among the creatures does. Rather, this means that the believer knows the attributes that Allah Tabarak, that are, which is, the believer knows the befitting attributes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and knows what is impossible, what is not befitting to attribute to Allah تبارك وتعالى. What is impossible to be attributed to Allah عز وجل. And what has to be attributed to Allah تبارك وتعالى. This is what the believer knows. كما قال سيدنا أحمد الرفاعي غاية المعرفة بالله الإيقان بوجوده تعالى بلا كيف ولا مكان. Just as الإمام أحمد الرفاعي رضي الله عنه said, غاية المعرفة بالله الإيقان بوجوده تعالى بلا كيف ولا مكان. Which means the extreme knowledge that a human being can reach about Allah تبارك وتعالى is to know that Allah تبارك وتعالى exists without a place and without being attributed with any attributes of the creation. This is the extreme knowledge, because the minds of the people cannot conceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the reality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ولذلك كل ما يتخيله الإنسان ويتصوره فالله لا يشبهه. And this is why everything that a human being imagines, Allah does not resemble it. لذلك قال ذو النون المصري رضي الله عنه مهما تصورت ببالك فالله بخلاف ذلك. This is why Al-Imam Zunnun Al-Misri said, whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from that. Allah does not resemble that. وهذه قاعدة عظيمة النفع. And this is a very beneficial rule. من تمسك بها فقد أفلح. The one who adheres to it is a winner. أي شيء يخطر ببال الإنسان, أي شيء يتصوره خيال الإنسان, الله تبارك وتعالى لا يشبه. Whatever comes to your mind, whatever you imagine with your mind, Allah تبارك وتعالى is different from that. وهذا مأخوذ من قول الله ليس كمثله شيء. This saying of Dhunnun al-Misri is taken from the saying of Allah ليس كمثله شيء. رواها عن ذي النون بالإسناد المتصل الحافظ ابن عساكر في كتابه تاريخ دمشق. It is narrated from Dhunnun al-Misri with a continuous chain of narrators by Al-Hafiz Ibn Asakir in his book The History of Damascus. كذلك هذه العبارة من كلام الإمام أحمد بن حنبل. كذلك أحمد بن حنبل له عبارة تشبهها. Likewise, الإمام أحمد بن حنبل mentioned a statement similar to this statement. أبو الفضل التميمي نقل ذلك عنه. أبو الفضل التميمي copied this statement from الإمام أحمد. عمل كتابا جمع فيه عقيدة الإمام أحمد. He authored a booklet in which he summarized the creed of الإمام أحمد. من كلام أحمد الذي رواه عنه أصحابه جمع ذلك. From the statements narrated from الإمام أحمد by his students, he gathered these statements and arranged them in a booklet. سماه عقيدة الإمام المبجل أحمد بن حنبل. He called this book عقيدة الإمام المبجل أحمد بن حنبل. The creed of the great Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. This is how he named this book. فيه ينقل هذه العبارة عن أحمد. In this book, he copies this statement from Imam Ahmad that whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah does not resemble it. هذا أبو الفضل التميمي عبد الواحد بن عبد الغني التميمي كان رئيس الحنابلة في وقته في بغداد، وأبوه قبله كان رئيسهم، رئيس الحنابلة ببغداد وابن رئيسها. This person, أبو الفضل التميمي, his name is عبد الواحد, the son of عبد الغني, was the head of the Hanbalis, the head of the Hanbali scholars, that is, at his time in Baghdad. And his father before him was their head also. وكلاهما أحمد بن حنبل وذنون المصري عاشا في زمن واحد. And both الإمام أحمد and ذنون المصري lived at the same era. وابن تيمية يقول لم ينقل عن السلف ما ينفي التشبيه عن الله على زعمه. And Ibn Taymiyyah claims that the people of the first 300 years never said anything that clears Allah from resembling the creation. He is a liar. قال رحمه الله ولا يشبه الأنام. The author said he does not resemble the creation. هذا سبق بيانه. We already talked about this issue. إنما يعيد الطحاوي الكلام لتأكيده. الطحاوي repeats some issues to emphasize the meaning. فالله لا يشبه المخلوقات لا من وجه واحد ولا من كل الوجوه. Allah does not resemble the creation neither from one aspect nor from all aspects. سبحانه. قال رحمه الله حي لا يموت قيوم لا ينام. The author said he is حي, that is alive, who does not die, and قيوم, who does not sleep. معنى الحي إذا أطلق في حق الله المتصف بحياة لا تشبه حياتنا. When we say الحي about Allah تبارك وتعالى, this means the one who is attributed with the attribute of life, and this attribute does not resemble our lives, the lives of the creation. حياتنا باجتماع روح وجسد. Our life is a combination of a soul and a body. حياة الله ليست بروح ولا بجسد. The life of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not with a soul nor with a body, سبحانه وتعالى. Rather, his life is an attribute that befits him. حياته صفة تليق به. لا نستطيع أن نتصور حقيقتها. We cannot imagine its reality. لكن نعتقد كما جاء في القرآن بأنه متصف بها. But we believe, just as it is mentioned in Al-Quran, that Allah is attributed with it, with this attribute. ومعنى القيوم الدائم الذي لا يزول. As for Al-Qayyum, when attributed to Allah تبارك وتعالى, when you say Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum about Allah تبارك وتعالى, Al-Qayyum means the everlasting. وقال بعضهم القيوم هو القائم بتدبير الخلائق. And some scholars said, interpreted the name of Allah Al-Qayyum with another interpretation. They said Al-Qayyum means the one who manages all the creation. قولان. So there are more than one saying in interpreting the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى القيوم. ولا أحد يدبر كل الخلائق إلا الله. And no one manages everything, all the creation, except Allah تبارك وتعالى. الملائكة يدبرون بعض الأشياء لكن لا يدبرون كل شيء. The angels manage certain issues. الله قال فالمدبرات أمرا لكن لا يدبرون كل الأشياء. As Allah said فالمدبرات أمرا, about the angels. This is the fifth verse in Surah An-Nazi'at. But the angels do not manage everything. They manage specific things. ثم تدبير الملائكة مخلوق. الله خالقه. Moreover, the management of the angels is created. Allah is the one who created it. أما تدبير الله فهو صفة له لا يشبه صفات الخلق. As for the management of Allah تبارك وتعالى, this is an attribute that befits him and does not resemble the attributes of the creation. وليحذر من طائفة تنتسب للتصوف يقال لهم الشاذلية اليشرطية. Be aware of a group of people who claim to be Sufis, and they are called Al-Yashrutiyya. They claim to be a part of Al-Tariqa Al-Shaziliyya. They call themselves Al-Yashrutiyya. يسمون Al-Yashrutiyya نسبة إلى شيخ يقال له نور الدين علي اليشرطي. They are called اليشرطيه in reference to a sheikh called علي اليشرطي or نور الدين علي اليشرطي. جاء من تونس ثم استقر في فلسطين ومات في فلسطين ومات فيها. He came from Tunis, Tunisia, to Palestine. He was established there and he died in Palestine. بعض أو المنتسبون اليوم إلى هذه الطريقة منهم من يقول القيوم معناه القائم فينا، وهذا كفر. Some of those people say Allah is al-Qayyum. This means He is the one dwelling inside us. And this is blasphemy, as you know. أما الشيء ولهم مقالات أخرى شنيعة. And they have other ugly statements, these people, اليشرطية. الشيخ علي اليشرطي لا نثبت عنه مثل هذا. We do not accuse the sheikh who established this group by saying these statements. بل ينقل عنه ما يخالف هذا. Rather, reliable scholars copied from him good statements that contradicts what his followers nowadays say. أما أتباعه فخبيثون. As for his followers nowadays, أتباعه الموجودون اليوم خبيثون. As for his followers who exist nowadays, they are mean people, perverted people. يوجد منهم عدد في فلسطين وفي لبنان وفي فرنسا. There are some of them in Palestine, some in Lebanon, and some in France. They are called al-Yashrutiyya. Be warned against them. أحياناً يقول أحدهم أنا الله وأنت الله. Sometimes one of them might say, I am Allah, you are Allah. They misinterpret the name of Allah, Al-Qayyum. Be warned against them. قال رحمه الله خالق بلا حاجة. The author said, He is the creator, Al-Khaliq, with no need of the creation. معنى ذلك أن الله تبارك وتعالى خلق العالم من غير حاجة إلى العالم. This means Allah تبارك وتعالى created the world without needing the creation. لا ينتفع بخلقه ولا يدفع بهم عن نفسه ضررا. He does not benefit from his creation, and he does not use them to protect himself. فإن قيل ما الحكم لما خلق الله الخلق. So if someone asks, then why Allah created the creation? يقال ليأمرهم بعبادته. The answer would be to order them to worship him. فمن أطاعه في ذلك حصل له النفع. And those among them who obey Allah by worshiping him, they benefit. Allah خلق الخلق إظهارا لقدرته. Allah created the universe as a sign of the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى, to be a sign of the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى. It tells us that the power of Allah is perfect. Allah has the power over everything, subhanahu. وليتنبه هنا إلى أمر، وإن كنا لسنا بصدد هذا البحث لكن قد لكن يناسي ذكره. And be aware here about something, although we are not talking exactly about this matter, but it is good to clarify it. الواحد منا كل فعل يفعله في العادة له باعث. أفعال الله سبحانه ليست بباعث يبعثه عليها. Everyone among us, when one does something, one does it because of a motive. There is a motive to do that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does whatever He willed without motives. Not without wisdom, without motives. يعني for us, motives push us to do things, to will things. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, He wills eternally. Allah willed eternally whatever He willed without motives that pushed Him to will that. Allah creates whatever He willed to exist without motives that push Him to create that. Allah is not like ourselves. So we do not resemble Allah to the creation. So when we say Allah created the universe as a sign of His power, this is not a motive. This is the wisdom. This is the wisdom. قال رحمه الله رازق بلا مؤنة. The author said, He is the one who provides all sustenance, a rizq, without any effort. معنى ذلك أن الله تبارك وتعالى يوصل الأرزاق إلى عباده من غير أي مشقة تلحقه. This means that Allah تبارك وتعالى gives the creation sustenance without any effort. من غير تعب, without being tired. من غير معالجة ووسائط, without a need of tools to do that. من غير حركة ومن غير مماسة, without a movement and without getting in contact. بل يوجد الشيء في الوقت الذي شاء وجوده فيه بمجرد تعلق مشيئته الأزلية وتخليقه الأزلي بذلك. Rather, He creates things at the time that He willed for them to exist by merely willing that and by merely willing that and creating it with His eternal will and eternal attribute of creating. If you want to say, by just his eternal attribute of creating, being related to the matters that he willed eternally for them to exist, these matters exist at the time at which he willed for them to exist. Without any effort and without being tired. قال المؤلف رحمه الله مميت بلا مخافة باعث بلا مشقة. The author said, he inflicts death without fear and resurrects without toil. هذا أيضا من الطحاوي زيادة تأكيد لما سبق وقاله. This is to emphasize more what he already mentioned. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى يميت عباده لا خوفا من ضرر أو أذى يلحقه منهم. He said that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes the people die not out of fear of them, not because Allah fears that they would inflict him with any harm. إنما يميتهم بمقتضى حكمته وإظهارا لكمال قدرته. Rather, Allah تبارك وتعالى makes them die as a sign of the greatness of His power, the perfection of His power, and in compliance with His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال عز وجل ولا يخاف عقباها. Just as Allah said in the 15th verse of Surah Ash-Shams, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا, which means He is not, that is Allah, is not fearful from the results of the act. ثم إن الله بعدما يميت عباده يبعثهم يوم القيامة. After the people die on the day of judgment, Allah تبارك وتعالى resurrects all of them. كذلك من غير مشقة. Likewise, without any toil, without any tiredness. وليس لأنه سبحانه يحتاج من عباده شيئا, and not because Allah is in need for anything from his slaves. قال سبحانه وتعالى ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة. Allah تبارك وتعالى said in the 28th verse of Surah Luqman, ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة, which means creating all the people and resurrecting them is to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala like creating one person and resurrecting this person. Which means just as creating one person and resurrecting it does not inflict tiredness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah has the power over it, likewise Allah has the power over creating all the people and resurrecting them without any tiredness. Subhanah. Nothing of that is difficult for him. Subhanah. قال رحمه الله ما زال بصفاته قديما قبل خلقه لم يزدد بكونه شيئا لم يكن قبلهم من صفته. The author said, he, Allah Ta'ala, having his attributes, existed eternally before his creation. By creating them, he did not gain any attribute which was not his before creating them. معنى ذلك أن الله تبارك وتعالى أزلي بصفاته الأزلية القديمة بقدم الذات, يعني لأن الذات قديم فالصفات قديمة, لا يصح أن يتصف الذات القديم بصفات حادثة. يدل على قدم الصفات قدم الذات, يدلنا على قدم الصفات قدم الذات. This means that Allah تبارك وتعالى exists eternally, attributed eternally with his eternal attributes. Because the self of Allah is eternal, then the attributes of Allah are eternal. It is not mentally permissible, it is mentally impossible for the eternal self to be attributed with a created attribute, with an attribute that has a beginning. This is impossible, mentally impossible, intellectually impossible. لأن الاتصاف بصفة حادثة يوجب حدوث الذات. Because being attributed with a created attribute, an attribute that has a beginning, entails that the self attributed with that is created itself, has a beginning itself. لأن التغير, لأن تغير الأحوال على الذات أكبر أدلة الحدوث. Because accepting any self that accepts to change accepting change, accepting to be attributed with change, is the most clear sign of being created, of having a beginning. This is why it is not permissible for Allah, it is not permissible to attribute Allah with change. It is impossible, mentally impossible, for the attributes of Allah to have a beginning. فيفهم من هذا يفهم من هذا أن الله لم يزدد صفة لم يزدد بخلق الخلق صفة لم يكن الله متصفا بها قبل أن يخلقهم. يفهم من هذا أن الله لم يكتسب بخلق الخلق صفة لم تكن من صفاته قبل خلقهم. It is understood from that Allah تبارك وتعالى did not gain a new attribute by creating the creation. Allah is not attributed with a new attribute after creating the creation. An attribute that He was not attributed with it before creating them. لأن كمال الله لا يزيد ولا ينقص. Because the perfection of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not increase and it does not decrease. كمالنا يقبل الزيادة والنقصان. The perfection of the human beings accepts increasing and decreasing. أما الله تبارك وتعالى فكامل بصفاته اللائقة به سبحانه أزلا وأبدا بكمال لا يزيد ولا ينقص. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, He is attributed with perfection eternally. So this perfection does not increase or decrease. لا ينقص كماله في الأزل شيء حتى يزيد ولا يطرأ عليه نقصان فيما بعد فينقص. The perfection of Allah does not miss anything eternally, so it would increase. And decreasing is not inflicted at it. So the perfection of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not decrease or increase. سبحانه لأن ما يقبل الزيادة والنقصان مخلوق. Anything that accepts increasing or decreasing is a created thing. It has a beginning. فهو سبحانه وتعالى موجود بلا ابتداء. So Allah تبارك وتعالى exists without a beginning. كما قال سبحانه هو الأول. Just as Allah said, هو الأول. ومعناه الموجود بلا ابتداء. Which means the one who exists without a beginning. وكما أن ذاته سبحانه لا ابتداء لها فصفاته لا ابتداء لها. Just as the self of Allah does not have a beginning, the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى do not have a beginning. قال رحمه الله وكما كان بصفاته أزلية كذلك لا يزال عليها أبدية. ليس بعد خلق الخلق استفاد اسم الخالق ولا بإحداثه البرية استفاد اسم الباري. The author said, as he, having his attributes, has been in eternity, so he shall forever remain. It was not after creating the creation he gained the name Al-Khaliq, that is the creator. Similarly, it was not after originating the beings he gained the name Al-Bari, that is the originator. نقف هنا والله أعلم. Let us stop here. Allah knows best. This is a topic that I prefer to talk about it in one session, not to talk a part now and another part in the coming session. So we'll talk about it in one session, inshallah, in the coming session. Do you have any questions? حدا عنده سؤال؟ لا غيره الزركشي أو صاحب من الحنابلة صاحب الخصال وغيره. نعم. أي صحيح. نعم. التقوى أليست من الكمال؟ تقبل الزيادة والنقصان. العلم أليس من الكمال؟ يقبل الزيادة والنقصان وهكذا. وفيك. Go ahead. We will talk about this. We will talk the next session, inshallah, or the one after it. We will talk about this. We will talk about it. Loves, in English, the term loves does not always refer to emotions. Yes. Of course, Allah is clear from emotions, subhanahu. So whenever it is used, it's not used with the meaning of emotions. Ya Aqil, tfaddal. I didn't hear all what you said. You are asking me what do I prefer or what do I advise you to... Which one? I'm not... Now I'm not the proper person to ask about this. Sorry. Tafaddal. Do they understand what this word means? Imagine. This is as a statement, this is kufr. They cannot imagine Allah Tabarak. No one can imagine Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They say it in other than the English language. Or is it in the English? in the English language and they say imagine, this is kufr. This is kufr. This is kufr. Subhanallah. They cannot, these people who say these statements cannot imagine the soul of the person. And they claim that the awliya can imagine Allah. They cannot imagine the time when Allah created the water which is underneath Al-Arsh, and at that time neither darkness nor light were created. They cannot imagine this, they cannot imagine it. They are unable. Can they imagine a time or a place with no darkness and no light? Cannot imagine this, and they claim that they can imagine Allah. This is kufr. Kufr. Ya Latif. Ya Allah eternally is Al Khaliq. We will explain. This is what we are going to talk about in the next session, inshaAllah. So be a little bit patient. Yes. The believers on the day of in the hereafter, after entering paradise, they see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without knowing the reality of Allah, without encompassing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I understood. So what are you asking about? Do they know that in the texts of the religion there are things that do not comply with this? See, they do not know. Then you teach them that there are texts in the religion that do not comply with this theory. That's all. تعلقي بمجرد تعلق مشيئته الأزلية وتكوينه الأزلي به. ذاته لا ابتداء لها. لو قيل لا ابتداء لها ما في حرج شرعا، منه حرام، لكن أحسن أن يعبر لا ابتداء له. إذا قيل إذا تكلم عن ذات الله أحسن أن يعبر لا ابتداء له. تفضلي. هذا تأنيث من حيث اللغة، مش تأنيث حقيقي. صح.
صح.
مثلا سيدنا عزرائيل يقبض الأرواح، هذا تدبير. ملك الرحم ينفخ الروح في الجنين، هذا تدبير. وهكذا وغير ذلك أشياء كثيرة، أشياء كثيرة. الريح هناك ملائكة تدبرها، تجريها بمقدار. المطر هناك ملائكة تدبره بمقدار، وهكذا. The angels they manage many things, like the angel of death Azrael. He takes out the souls. This is management. Like the angel who brings the soul to the fetus, the womb. This is a management. Like the wind, there are angels who direct the wind. And how strong it is, this is under the management of a part of the angels. Like the rain, this is also how much rain comes down and where. This is under the management of part of the angels, and so on. The angels manage many, many things. Many things. Yes.
What do we say about those people who the message never reached them? How would you respond to that message?
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not order them. They are not ordered to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
So they ask, well, why were they created?
As a sign for the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Everything is a sign for the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Everything among the creation. Yeah, of course. Allah. طيب. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم.